জয় ধনাধিহারে জয় ধনাধ জয়ল্লিধারে
Om Kyanti Midandasya Kyananjana Chalakaya Chakshuru Militam Guna Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale Srimathe Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namale Namaste Saraswati Devo Gauravani Pracharya Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Astyatyate Shatharine
Vanshakalpatadityascha Kripa-sindhubhya-eva-cha Patithanam bhavanibhyo Vishnabhyo namo-nama
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I am speechless with gratitude to be with all of you today. I'm seeing so many beloved Vaishnavas in one place is truly a Mahotsav, a grand feast for all of our hearts. Thank you. I'm very honored I have this chance to serve you with some words. I'm not sure what to say. Sometimes I just look for some signal. And there's beautiful flower arrangements on Srila Prabhupada's Blessed Vyasa-san. Srila Prabhupada taught us the essence of bhakti, which is the very essence of dharma and life. Patram pushpam palam toyam yomi bhakta prayachati tadaham bhakti paharitam ashnami prayatatma. Srila Prabhupada, in the mood of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, encouraged everyone, whatever our race, our sex, our education, our income, or no income, whether we're old or young, in good health, or in our deathbed, everyone has the opportunity for the greatest success and wealth of life, which is to please Krishna. Ata pundird vijastreshta svarana shrama vibhagasha shanushtutasya dharmasya samsidir haritosha. Whatever our particular status or role in society, our success is if Krishna is pleased. and what pleases Krishna. Srila Prabhupada cited this verse from Bhagavad Gita. The authority of how to please Krishna is Krishna. Confirmation. If it happens, it happens. Krishna tells, if one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. When Krishna accepts, he's pleased. That is the perfection of our life. Whether we're incredible, empowered kirtan singers like Shriman Agni Dev, humbly sitting before us, or whether we can't make a single note right. Srila Prabhupada explains in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna does not accept the thing that is offered, but the intent, the purpose, and the attitude in which it's offered. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught through his own life and through his devotees most essential teachings for all of us to sincerely imbibe in our lives. There was an ocean of lessons that Lord Chaitanya taught on his journey to Vrindavan. It's very interesting because we're all on a journey to Vrindavan. That's what Krishna consciousness is. May I share a few particles of drops from this ocean of lessons? I was hoping you'd say that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Radha Bhava Duti Subalitam Krishna Swarupam. It's Krishna who has the Mahabhava, the supreme, ultimate, complete love of Sri Radha. He's come to taste that love, the happiness that she feels when she experiences his unlimited, all-attractive love. He was very eager to go to Vrindavan. After he took initiation from Ishwarapuri in Gaya, that night he left all of his students all alone to run to Vrindavan. I will go to Vrindavan. But the celestial voice came from the sky and reminded, my Lord, you have descended into this world to establish the Sankirtan movement in Navadvip. So please go to Navadvip, then later go to Vrindavan. So for us, for the most fallen souls, he went back to Navadvip. He established an Harinam Sankirtan movement. He defeated the Chankazi and induced hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people to achieve love of God through kirtan. When he would see anyone chanting sincerely, he would bow down to them, embrace them, put garlands on them, put chandan on them, weep tears of gratitude to them for accepting his holy name. That's how much He loves us. But for those who escaped the net of His mercy because of their arrogance or by seeing Him as an ordinary Grihastha householder, He decided to take sannyas. Went to Katwa. From Keshava Bharati Maharaj, He accepted sannyas. Received the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya, His danda, His kamandalu, His saffron dress. As soon as the ceremony was complete, He cried out, "I'm going to Vrindavan." Ran to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu knew that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more than anything, He loved His devotees. After He left Navadvipa to take sannyas, His mother, Sachi Mata, her heart was breaking. Advaita, the head of all the devotee community, he was going to the Ganga to take his own life. And he said, "If anyone tries to stop me, I'll just go in the middle of the night when you're not around." And all the devotees said, "We're not going to stop you, we're going with you." So there was all the devotees were going to the Ganga. And they reached the Ganga, about to go in. A celestial voice spoke. "They just go back and pacify Satchimata. You will be with our beloved Lord again soon." So Nityananda Prabhu brought Lord Chaitanya to Shantipur. From Shantipur, Lord Chaitanya's intent was to go to Vrindavan, but Sachi Mata said, "Please don't go to Vrindavan now, because I'll never hear any of your pastimes. The Jagannath Puri is like another room in the same house, which is like Navadvipa. Krishna of Vrindavan is living there as Jagannath." To please his mother and the devotees, he made his base in Puri. To spread Krishna consciousness throughout India, he went on his South Indian tour for 2 years, returned, invited his devotees for Rath Yatra, Gundicha, Marajanam for 4 months of Chaturmasya. He expressed his desire to go to Vrindavan. But the devotees were thinking, if he goes, he may never return. So they made every excuse to distract him. It's not a good time, because holy Dola Yatra is coming up. Go after that. But you know, there's another festival after that. You shouldn't go now. It's Chaturmasi. It's the rainy season. You can't go now. And Janmashtami, and it's Vijayadashami, we can't, after that. And he would always please his devotees because he wouldn't go without their permission. They said, "It's holy, you can't go." That was a year ago. He expressed, "I'm very unhappy, I want to go," and ultimately, their only happiness is his happiness. So they said, "Yes, we give you permission to go, but we're all coming with you." So Lord Chaitanya departed. He saw Gadadhar Pandit coming with him. Gadadhar Pandit is Sri Radharani, incarnated in this world. Best parts, it always makes that noise. The sound system crying. What was Sri Radha's mood when Krishna left Vrindavan? So Gadadhar's coming with him, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Gadadhar, "You cannot come because you have taken vow of Kshetra Sannyas." Kshetra sannyas could be a grihastha, or it could be a sannyasi, or vanaprastha, It's when a person takes a vow never to leave the holy place of his worshipable deity. Gadadhar Pandit worshipped Tota Gopinath near the ocean side in Puri. So he would never leave Puri. Gadadhar Pandit said, to hell with my Kshetra Sannyas. I worship Gopinath tens and millions of times every time I see your lotus feet. I am coming with you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, no. Then I will be responsible. It will be my fault that you have broken your vow. Gadadhar Pandit said, it's not your fault, because I'm not going with you. I'm going separately. I'm not going to Vrindavan. I'm going to see Mother Sachi Devi. So Lord Chaitanya left, and Gadadhar Pandit was just off to the side, not in the same party, a little off to the side, a little behind, following. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Katak, the place of Sakshi Gopal, had darshan of Gopal after Bhuvaneshwar Shiva. There he met Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai told the king, Prataparudra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to Vrindavan. And Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained so beautifully, Srila Prabhupada has given it to us, this treasure of a lila. King Prataparudra, he had already received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya at Rath Yatra. He personally came before the Lord and offered his obeisances again and again and again. Lord Chaitanya lifted him up and embraced him. Kaviraj Goswami tells that the king literally soaked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole body with the tears of his love. Lord Chaitanya accepted every one of those tears. Priceless. But he wasn't just emotional, he was eager to serve. Lord Chaitanya blessed him. And King Prataparudra, he wrote an official order to his ministers. As long as he's in the kingdom of Orissa, every facility should be given to him on his way to Vrindavan. Immediately, build brand new residential houses all along the pathway. So wherever Lord Chaitanya stops in the evening with all his associates, they'll have nice accommodations. Build in each of these areas at least 5 or 7 buildings just to store bhoga or food, and cooks and kitchens, and feed everyone a nice feast every time they stop. And have for every river there is, brand new, beautiful boats to bring Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his associates across those rivers. And wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathes in a river, I want a column built in a sacred ghat that designates that place as a holy place of pilgrimage. And King Prataparudra just said, I want to bathe in that place. I want to die in that place. Protect them. Carry your sticks and be there to serve Lord Chaitanya and all of his devotees in every way for their convenience and their happiness. And he did it with his whole treasury. He was willing to dedicate everything and more for the service of the Lord and the devotees. Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam. His intent was to serve. To please. Servant of the servant of the servant. And he did it. Finally, after many days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to a river, and that river was the border of King Prataparudra's place of ruling. And the governor, it's called a Mahapatra, he was serving Lord Chaitanya in every way, but he said, please don't cross the river, because if you cross that river, there is a notorious terrorist, demoniac Yavana governor that's there. And anyone who tries to cross this river, he will kill. He's terribly violent, and he's a drunkard. You can't make any sense with him. He's totally intoxicated with power, with intoxications. So please wait for some days. Don't go now. Meanwhile, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the bank of the river having Harinam Sankirtan. The governor had a military on the other side, and they were really plunderers and dacoits. And of course they had spies. One of those spies was dressed like a devotee, and he was on King Prataparudra's side. He swatched. Then he went back to the governor, met his secretary, met the governor, and said, you won't believe what's across the river. There's this person. He's so beautiful. He's golden complexion and lotus-like eyes, and he's intoxicated in the chanting of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He's constantly chanting, Hare, Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Krishna. And wherever he's chanting, people are crying. And everybody around him is liberated. They're full of compassion. They're full of happiness. I've never seen anything like this. This cruel murderer, he told his secretary, go there and look into this. So he disguised himself. And he saw Lord Chaitanya. He went back to the king and said, it's true. The governor, the murderer, the tyrant, he said, I want to meet him. I want his darshan. Please go there and arrange it. So the secretary came back and met the governor of the Mahapatra of King Prataparudra and said, you know, my master wants to come and have darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the governor was thinking, how is this possible? He never wants darshan of anything. But Lord Chaitanya was pleased. So the governor came, dressed like a devotee. He just heard about Lord Chaitanya. This is why Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Lochan Das Thakur, throughout their narrations of the pastimes and the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're saying anyone who hears this with faith will overcome all obstacles in the path of pure devotion. Anyone who hears this with faith will see Lord Chaitanya directly. Anyone who hears this with faith will gain the greatest treasure of life, prema. And sometimes we think that this is poetic. But it's true. If we actually hear these leelas with faith, if we chant the holy names with faith and sincerity, we're in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We could be transformed. So the governor came. He saw Lord Chaitanya and approached him. Repeatedly bowed down. By religion, he was a Muslim. By quality, he was a Yavana,
a Malecha, and a total criminal. Absolute selfishness, arrogance. But he bowed down. Lord Chaitanya only said a couple words to him. This, one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya said this, he's coming to surrender to you. Lord Chaitanya said, serve the servants of the Lord and chant the names of Krishna. So he started chanting the names of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya didn't say anything else, just chant Hare Krishna. And after he chanted Hare Krishna, he asked, how could I serve? I'll give you anything, everything. How may I serve you? And in this regard, Srila Prabhupada writes in purport, when one sincerely chants the holy name of Krishna, then naturally one has a great enthusiasm to serve. Srila Prabhupada said this is the test if we're chanting sincerely, that we will have a great anticipation, enthusiasm, and determination, commitment to serve. And interestingly, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is a mantra of recitation of Krishna's divine names, Sri Radha's names. But Srila Prabhupada made it a prayer. Dear Sri Radharani, dear Sri Krishna, please engage me in your service. If we're truly chanting with an honest and sincere heart, we'll have a great enthusiasm to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Lord Chaitanya didn't say anything, but Mukunda, he went over to the governor of the other side and said, you could begin your service by taking Lord Chaitanya across the river. Because you have all these militaries that kill anyone who tries to go across. So he immediately called for beautiful brand new boats to come to bring Lord Chaitanya across the river. Mukunda Das said, bring him throughout your kingdom to the other side. He's on his way to Bengal and to Vrindavan. Now there was a certain patch of area that was infested with pirates. Very dangerous pirates. Even this murderous governor didn't want to be near those pirates. So he arranged about 7 full boats of military to protect Lord Chaitanya and the devotees' boats from the pirates. And he led the way. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by giving him the holy name and by giving him the opportunity to be the servant of the servant of the servants, he gave him the highest perfection of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his feet on the head, he embraced him, and he was more humble than a blade of grass. This temple is full of mysteries. I think we're all having trouble with the connection. I'm still in this material world. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vidyanagar, which is one of the islands of Navadvip, within one. He went to the house of Vidyavachaspati, the brother of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Vidyavachaspati was not expecting him. Suddenly at his door, was Lord Chaitanya. He was so happy. He offered his life, his soul, he surrendered everything. Please stay in my house, Lord Chaitanya said. I'm on my way to Vrindavan, and I just want to rest in your home without anyone knowing. He said, no one will know, just come. But that only lasted a few minutes. Somehow or other, as it is said, how long can you cover the sun with your hand? How long can anyone hide the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Soon dozens, then hundreds, then thousands, then hundreds and thousands of people found out that Sri Chaitanya has returned to Navadvip. They were running to the place. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, as they were running, there were forests. And they forgot that they were forests. They were just running to the river, to cross the river, to get to Vidyavachaspati's house. And the whole forest became like one huge road. People were going through thorns, but they were so enthusiastic to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they didn't feel anything. Then they came to the river. The river's really wide and deep. And for those of you who have gone to India and kind of know a little inside information, hardly any Indians know how to swim. To this day. I've taken pilgrimages of many people to holy places and, you know, going to the Ganga, it's very deep. And I asked how many people know how to swim. And out of several thousand, there may be a dozen people raise their hand. So I guess it's like that. So most of those people didn't know how to swim. And you know the Ganga in that area, and it was much swifter in those days, how to cross. There were some boats. The boats could maybe hold 50 people. But within seconds, there was about 2,000 people on the boat. And the boatman was really happy. He never had so many customers. But after a few minutes, he was very unhappy because his boat completely fell apart. And they would just take off with a shirt or something and say, here, take this, you know, get a new boat. How did they get across? Some of them took a clay pot and made it like a boat and held it with their arms and floated across. Some of them took a branch of a banana tree and used it and tied it with a few other branches of banana trees and made it into a raft and floated across. And some of them who didn't know how to swim, they were so enthusiastic they forgot that they didn't know how to swim. They swam across. You couldn't even see the water. There were so many hundreds and thousands of people in the river at the same time. They crossed. They all came to Vidyavachaspati's house. And they were all crying out to see Lord Chaitanya. And he wanted to be alone. Vidyavachaspati said, my lord, they want to see you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came out of the house. He saw them with so much affection. He raised his arms and told them, chant Hari Hari. They were chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip. And they didn't know if they'd ever see him again. And now he has come back. He was in the rooftop of the house of Vidyavachaspati giving his darshan to everyone. People were so eager to see him. hundreds of people would climb the same little tree. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, the tree didn't break. There were dozens of people on the same little branch of a tree. The house is there. Hundreds of people. Little thatched houses with straw roofs. There would be hundreds of people on top trying to see Lord Chaitanya nicely. Not a single roof caved in. And every single person was seeing Lord Chaitanya. Every single person was feeling Lord Chaitanya looking at them, chanting the holy names, surrendering their hearts. Every person there, those hundreds and hundreds of thousands, more than Lord Chaitanya did when he was living in Navadvipa, he was giving ecstatic love for Krishna when he returned. Suddenly he disappeared. And Vidyavachaspati didn't know where he was. And all the people were saying, where? They were tasting the sweetness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after so many years of separation. They said to Vidyavachaspati, we know the Lord wants to be alone, but I'm your good friend. Just let me see. I won't tell anyone else, I promise you. He said, I don't know where he is. And more and more and more and more people were coming. He says, I'm a Brahmin. You cannot lie to a Brahmin. I know that you're hiding Lord Chaitanya. I must go see him. Bring me. Vidyavachaspati said, I don't know where he is. And then people were getting angry. They were saying, this person is a liar. He's so selfish. Even a common, pious person, if he has a whole barrel full of sweets, he will share it with others. He won't eat them all himself. The sweetest of all sweets, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is in your house, and yet you are such a hypocrite that you're keeping him all for yourself. Vidyavachaspati was really in a very stressful condition. He didn't know what to do. He was being blamed. He was being blasphemed. Then somebody whispered in his ear, Lord Gauranga is in Kuliagram. Vidyavachaspati said, I just got news. He's in Kuliagram. Let's go to Kuliagram. They started going there. You have to cross the river again. By this time, it was an ocean of people. The amount of people, as the word was spreading, was growing and growing and growing. People were leaving their homes, leaving their everything, forgetting that they even had anything, because they were so eager to see Lord Chaitanya. Not just to see him. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would say, don't try to see Krishna. Try to serve Krishna in such a way that he's pleased to see you. They were running to surrender their lives to him. Lord Chaitanya went to the house of Madhava. Vidyavachaspati, he was looking, 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 and when he got that news, everyone went there. For several days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was leading everyone in kirtan. His simple message, always chant the holy names. There were hundreds and hundreds of different kirtan groups. Nityananda Prabhu was there. Haridas Thakur was there. So many devotees. But one person wasn't there. Gadadhar. Because when Lord Chaitanya was just leaving the precincts of Puri, he turned to Gadadhar, who said, I'm not with you. He took Gadadhar by the hand and said, because of you, I am responsible for your breaking your vow. You're a success. You already broke it. But I'm not happy. You will only make me happy if you go back to your service of Tota Gopinath. And do not condemn me by saying another single word. Lord Chaitanya got in a boat and went away. Kadatar Pandit fell unconscious. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought him back to consciousness and said, "You are so fortunate, so intimate. Krishna broke his promise for Bhishma." So Gadadhar Pandit, to please the Lord, went back. Meanwhile, in Kuliagram, Lord Chaitanya was dancing with all these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in Kirtan. The resounding of the holy names was permeating the universe, it seemed. And it was in Kulia that Lord Chaitanya gave forgiveness to those people who had offended him and offended his devotees in the past. Devananda Pandit, Gopal Chapala, he gave them all ecstatic love for Krishna. Because in separation, they understood who Lord Chaitanya really was. Devananda Pandit was a great scholar of Srimad Bhagavat, but he didn't understand the principle of devotion. And he had no respect for Lord Chaitanya. But somehow or other, Vakreshwar Pandit, a great devotee, he was having kirtan in the area of Devananda Pandit, and Devananda Pandit was really attracted and invited him to stay in his house. And as Vakreshwar Pandit was singing and dancing, Vakreshwar Pandit developed, he wanted to serve him. Developed a desire to serve this devotee. When Vakreshwar Pandit would fall in ecstasy, Devananda would massage his feet, massage his legs, clean the dust from his body, keep people away from his dancing so he could dance freely. By serving a devotee, he developed complete faith in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He came to beg forgiveness. When Lord Chaitanya saw him from a distance, because he was too shy to come, because he was offensive to the Lord and his devotees, Lord Chaitanya rejected him and chastised him in the past. But he saw him bowing down. He said, "Vakreshwar, you have served Vakreshwar Pandit. Wherever Vakreshwar Pandit dances, Krishna dances. Krishna's favorite place to be is the heart of Vakreshwar Pandit. Because you have pleased Vakreshwar, therefore you have pleased me. Please come." And Lord Chaitanya taught him how to speak from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Every word, every line, its exclusive purpose and meaning is to bring people to pure, unalloyed devotion to Sri Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya decided to leave to continue his trip to Vrindavan, there were so many people following him. And devotees are really enthusiastic sometimes. As he was dancing in the path and chanting, every time he put his foot down, hundreds of people would take the dust of that place, put it on their heads. So wherever he put his foot, was a deep hole in the ground. There was a brahmachari. His name was Narasinghananda. He wasn't like King Prataparudra, but he wanted to also assist Lord Chaitanya on his way to Vrindavan. King Prataparudra, he made nice pathways, beautiful boats, wonderful feasts, very wonderful accommodations. But Narasinghananda didn't have any followers. He didn't have a single rupee. he was a brahmachari. He would just go out and beg for his survival physically. But he loved Krishna. He loved Lord Chaitanya, just like King Prataparudra. So his service was, he sat on the roadside and closed his eyes to meditate. Meticulously in his mind, he made a wonderful, wonderful way for Lord Chaitanya to proceed. First, in his mind, he didn't just picture it. He actually went through the process of excavating it. He excavated a really wide road for all the devotees who were following Lord Chaitanya. And he was going meter by meter. He inlaid the entire giant road with the most precious jewels. It's hard to dance on jewels. He covered the jeweled road with stemless flowers, each petal with incredible fragrance and beauty and freshness. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya was dancing upon this wide, jeweled, flower-covered road. Then on both sides of the road, he planted bakula trees. Many, many different types of auspicious trees with fragrant flowers. And on each tree, he arranged birds. Birds to be singing sweetly. On each side of the road, he erected lakes with water that was fragrant and sweet like nectar. And each lake, there were lotus flowers in full bloom. Then he arranged for pleasing breezes to bring the sweet scent of the flowers and the lotuses to Lord Chaitanya and the devotees. And he's just sitting in his little copan on the side of the road, building the road in his mind. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells, when Lord Chaitanya was going, to a material person without vision, they're just seeing he's going through fields and jungles, but Lord Chaitanya was only seeing exactly what was in Narasingha Nanda Brahmachari's mind. He was dancing on the flowers of his devotee's mind and seeing the lakes, the swans, the peacocks. And here Srila Prabhupada explains that Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Bhava Grahi Janardana. The essence of our service is our bhav, our love, our sincere devotion, our sincere desire to please the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada goes into great detail about how there's no material impediment if we're sincere. Whoever we are, if we have a sincere desire to please the Lord will be pleased by that sincerity. If we have a little, like Narasingha Nanda Brahmachari, he had nothing materially. But yet Lord Chaitanya was accepting the most glorious offering. Or if we have a lot, like King Prataparudra, if we offer it with sincerity, it's the same. Lord Chaitanya accepts. This was Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu's gift, that they would accept, whether we're coming from the most sinful backgrounds with the worst samskaras, or we're coming from the most pious scholarly backgrounds. If we don't have arrogance, selfishness, and we have a sincere desire to please the Lord, that's the perfection of our life. Narasinghananda Brahmacharya was really in a state of samadhi. There was no question of eating or sleeping or anything else, because then the road would be interfered. Lord Chaitanya would come and there'd be stones and rocks, or he's totally absorbed. This is absorption. He came to a place called Kanai Natashala. Does that mean time's up? I forgot to ask what time I'm supposed to end. It's supposed to be 6, but I could go on. I'll make it soon. In his meditation, step by step, he came to Kanai Natashala, a very holy place. How many of you have been there? Please raise your hands. It's an incredible place. Mother Ganga at that place is about 1 kilometer wide, at least, probably over a mile wide. It's like a lake. You can't even see the other shore of Mother Ganga from one shore. And Kanai Natashala is like a peninsula where Mother Ganga winds around this place. It's a hill on 3 sides. And it's a very famous place because it's just like Vrindavan, but it's in Bengal. There's Kadamba trees, Tamal trees. It really is like the forest of Vrindavan. And at that time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was beautiful paintings of Krishna's leelas, and people would come to do Krishna katha. It is said that Krishna enacted his pastimes through these various ways in Kanai Natashala. Narasinghananda, as hard as he tried, he couldn't make the road go even one step beyond Kanai Natashala. He was actually confused and astonished. Then he came out of his meditation and told the devotees with total certainty, Lord Chaitanya will not go to Vrindavan. From Kanai Natashala, he will come back to Puri. Devotees, how do you know? But no, devotees understood the empowerment of their associates, so they just listened. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Kanai Natashala, he was seeing the forest of Vrindavan. But there were so many thousands and thousands, tens and thousands of people all around. And then he remembered something. You see, before he reached Kanai Natashala, he came to Ramkeli, which was the residence of Dabirkas and Sakar Malik. They were the highest, most powerful ministers of the king of Bengal, the Nawab Hussain Shah. Nawab Hussain Shah was so pleased with them, he kind of forced them to do this service. It's a long story, but I'm already over time. They were so pure, so respectful. When you give respect, you receive respect. Everyone loved them. So it was really easy for the Nawab Hussain Shah to rule Bengal because everyone loved his ministers, Dabirkas and Sakar Malik. So he treated them like brothers and shared all his wealth with them. They had beautiful mansions. They were always in separation from Krishna and Vrindavan. If you have been to Ramkeli, you'll see where they lived. They created a Vrindavan forest. There's Radhakund, Shamakund, there's a Kadamba forest, there's a Madan Mohan temple. And there they would, when they weren't doing their government service, they would be chanting the holy names and remembering Vrindavan. They were writing letters to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we are so fallen. We are so low. We're supposed to be Brahmins, but we're assisting this Yavana, this Malecha, this dictator who's plundering, who's killing cows, and we're his servant. Please save us. Give us some instruction what to do. They sent letter after letter. Lord Chaitanya didn't answer their letters. He finally, after many letters he received, he answered with one little phrase, which was very esoteric. He came all the way to Ramkeli just to meet them. It just so happened at the time he came, the Nawab Hussein Shah was living there. He made a strict law that no Hindu could practice their religion in public. If they did, they would be plundered of all of their possessions, they would be imprisoned, and they may be tortured or killed. So no one would defy that law. Everyone was very, very afraid, intimidated, in secret, if they did anything. And here comes Lord Chaitanya, with hundreds and thousands of people dancing and chanting. Nawab Hussain Shah heard the kirtan. See, what's happening? He sent one of his messengers. The messenger came back. And again, like that other governor, he said, this person, he's so beautiful. He's so golden. His eyes are like lotus flowers. They practically touch his ears. His nose is like a sesame flower. His neck is like a lion. His shoulders are like an elephant. His arms are raised and he's dancing. He jumps in the air and he falls to the ground. And then he jumps up in the air again. From his eyes, torrents and torrents like rivers of tears are pouring from his eyes simultaneously. And everyone around him, thousands of people, are chanting Krishna's names and crying in ecstasy. I've never seen anyone. I've seen so many swamis and so many sadhus and so many mystics and everybody else coming, but nobody's like this. Nawab Hussain Shah called for Keshava Chatri, who was one of his ministers, who was a devotee. He said, Keshava Chatri, who is this? Who is this sadhu that has come to my kingdom? Keshava was very afraid, because previously anyone who tried to do anything publicly as a Hindu, they would be punished or killed. Keshava Chatri said, don't listen to your secretary. He's envious. He's exaggerating. This Sri Chaitanya, he's just a common mendicant. He's come with a few people. Don't take him seriously. Nawab Hussain Shah became so angry. He said, you are a blasphemer. How dare you say this? This person, Sri Chaitanya, he's so great. He has hundreds and thousands of people surrendering their lives to do anything he says. I'm the king. If I don't pay people, they'll never do what I say. How is he doing this? And he's making everybody cry and chant God's names. Sri Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the absolute truth. He's the cause of all causes. And he's descended into this world out of his causeless mercy. And you're calling him an ordinary mendicant? Shame on you. I declare anyone who in any ways interferes with Sri Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement in my kingdom, I will personally punish them. He's free to do anything, anywhere, anyhow he wants it. He never even saw Lord Chaitanya. He just heard about him. From someone who saw him. That night, or actually what happened is, the kirtan was going on, but Keshava Chatri, he was very afraid. And the king called for Rupa Goswami, who actually he was Dabirkas. He called for Dabirkas, and he said, who is this person? Dabirkas said, it is because of this person that you have your good fortune. You have all your powers, you have all your kingdom. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you as the king, you are the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So search your own mind and understand who he is. But then Rupa Goswami sent a message to Birkas, that the king could change his mind at any time. So please, the messenger, tell Lord Chaitanya to leave this place as soon as possible. They had this message. Lord Chaitanya was having kirtan with so many people, attracting everybody. And the messenger, I have a message. But Lord Chaitanya was completely oblivious to the external world. He was experiencing Vrindavan and the holy names. He was experiencing Vrindavan and the compassion that he was giving to uplift everyone's hearts with love for Krishna. The kirtan went on for several days, and the messenger had to leave. So he told Lord Nityananda and others, you know, it's very dangerous for the Lord to be doing this. He should leave. So finally they gave the message to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed why I have incarnated to inundate the entire world with Harinam Sankirtan and with love for Krishna. Why should we be afraid of anyone? But to please the devotees, he ended the kirtan. That night, in the middle of the night, Dabirkas and Sakar Malik, the ministers of the king, secretly, incognito, they went to the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing. He was sitting under a kadamba tree and a tamal tree. Their brother Anupam was with them. And according to some, if you go there, there's a little place just a distance from where Dabirkas and Sakar Malik met Lord Chaitanya. And that's the place where the little tiny boy followed his father and watched everything from a distance. That little boy was Jiva Goswami. Sakar Malik and Dabirkas, they had cloth wrapped around their neck. They had straw between their teeth, which is a sign of humbling yourself before a superior. They bowed down and they were so humble they couldn't even get up. Don't try to imitate. Lord Chaitanya lifted them up. I said, my dear Lord, we are the most sinful, we are the most unqualified, the most impious. We have become the servants of malicious yavanas, cruel people. Even Jagai and Madhai, they had some disqualifications. They were addicted to sins, but they never were the servants of cruel dictators. We are more fallen than Jagai and Madhai. You have incarnated into this world to deliver the most fallen. And we believe the success of your mission will be if you deliver us. But expecting your mercy is like a little dwarf who's trying to catch the moon with his hand. We have no qualification. We don't deserve. But we have no other hope. Because you're Patita Pavan Avatar. Please be merciful to us. Lord Chaitanya lifted them up. He said something really special. I'm going to end very soon. He said, please stop speaking this way because your humility is breaking my heart. I'd like to share a reflection of this statement. Your humility is breaking my heart. Lord Chaitanya said this several times in Sri Chaitanya Charita to devotees who were really Trinadapi Sunichena Toro Ibasi Hishnuna Amani Namana Dena Kirataniya Siddhar. Your humility is breaking my heart. In the Adi Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described that the Panchatattva, they broke open the treasure chest of ecstatic love for Krishna. Krishna manifested his Madhurya Ras, his sweet pastimes of Vrindavan when he came to this world at the end of the Dwapar Lila. But it was within the confidential circle of his most intimate associates. Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna, with the compassionate love of Sri Radha, who comes to distribute her love to the world, with his associates, the Panchatattva, they broke open this treasure house of love of Godhead. They broke it open. It was sealed up until they came. They broke it open. They tasted it in ecstasy. Then distributed the contents freely to anyone and everyone who's willing to accept it wholeheartedly. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart is the heart of Sri Radha. The heart of her compassion, the heart of her love for Krishna, the heart of her love for all living beings. Lord Chaitanya told Rupa Sanatan Tapir Kasakamani, your humility is breaking my heart. Through their humility, it broke the storehouse of his ecstatic love for him to give to them completely. The content of his heart, his prema. And later on in Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling his devotees, Rupa and Sanatan, their humility was so great. He said, the most intimate esoteric love of my heart, I entrusted to them. They said, because of their humility. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik. He said, you are my very old servants. In fact, you wrote letters to me, but I didn't answer. But I answered one. I came all the way to Ramkeli only to see you. And today I give you the names Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami.
Hari Bol.
and he embraced them. He put his hand on their heads, and they put his feet on their heads. Rupan Sanatan told Lord Chaitanya, great humility, that please don't stay here because it's not a safe place. And please do not go to Vrindavan with such large crowds of people, because you'll be much happier if you go alone or with one or two others. And Rupan Sanatan Goswami's request, the next morning Lord Chaitanya continued to Vrindavan. But when he was in Kanai Natasala and he saw all the crowds, he thought, what Rupan Sanatan told me is correct. To the great surprise of all the devotees, he said, I will return to Puri. He went back to Puri with all the devotees. When he arrived at the border of Puri, people were asking, why did you come back? Such a great lesson Lord Chaitanya taught. He said, because I hurt the heart of Gadadhar Pandit, Krishna would not let me go to to Vrindavan. Unless Gadadhar Pandit gives me his permission to go to Vrindavan, Krishna will not allow me to go. Gadadhar Pandit said, you are the independent supreme personality of Godhead. You could do anything you want, anytime you want, and I just want you to be happy. Please go to Vrindavan. But first come to my house and let me give you prasad. And soon after that, in the middle of the night, Lord Chaitanya left with just one person, Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And there's an ocean of pastimes between Lord Chaitanya and his arrival in Vrindavan. He went through Jarikanda Forest. And on his way back in Prayag, he taught Rupa Goswami for 10 days. After that, he taught Sanatan Goswami for 2 months. His journey to Vrindavan is an ocean of mercy upon all of us. Our beloved Srila Prabhupada has shared all of that with us. And he's asked us to share it with each other and to share it with the world. There's a beautiful passage where Srila Prabhupada explains the duty of a preacher in Krishna consciousness is to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to develop deep friendship with the devotees, to share pure devotional service with the innocent, and to neglect envious. And as our founder and our acharya, he exemplified it in such a beautiful, incredible, historical, unprecedented way. New Raman Reti is one little drop from that great ocean of Srila Prabhupada's gifts. But it's really an incredible drop. By Prabhupada's mercy, even a drop can contain an ocean. Lord Chaitanya said to Rupa Goswami that the ocean of bhakti, bhakti ras, is like an ocean, but it has no shores and it has no bottom. It's unlimited. And I'm going to explain to you just a particle of a single drop from that ocean. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but that particle of a drop from the ocean can completely flood the entire universe. So what is the ocean? So we're all struggling probably in different ways. And somehow or other, it's not always easy. But actually it is, in the sense, patram pushpam palam toyam, whatever the circumstance, if we're just sincerely, honestly endeavoring to chant Krishna's names, to hear about Krishna, to be the servant of the servant of Krishna, to follow these divine principles, Krishna tells in Gita, Ananyaschintayanto mam ye jana paryubhashate tesham nitya vyuktanam yoga kshemam bhavya. If we're just sincere, he will preserve what we have and carry what we lack. This is Prabhupada's gift to us. Let us be happy with that gift. Thank you very much.
His Holiness Radha Swami Ki
Jai.